I feel the biggest problem with the NHS is government and management. As a member of the profession who works actually with the patients, we function quite well. And we work under a lot of stress and strain and a lot of shortages. And it's hard to imagine how efficient you can be when you're under stress, but you can do it. You may have to suffer afterwards, but you actually are very high powered at the time. But this is not the way you actually should have to work. But unfortunately, because of however it's done, whether it's money's wasted on management, as is happening at the moment, and actually implementing change within in management that is happening at the moment, I know my colleague will disagree, there isn't an awful lot of money actually going in actually to the patient care. So there are still nurses on the wards who are not, don't have the proper equipment to use. There are still doctors who don't have the proper access to tests and scanning and all kind of facilities that they need. And there aren't enough beds. This is the worst thing. There aren't beds for people. It's appalling that people are ill and there isn't a bed for them. And that babies are born, neonatal babies, and there isn't a bed for them. They have to be moved halfway across the country. I mean, it's just, in this day and age, in 2001, I'm sorry, whichever government it is, whether it's Labour or Conservative, they all have to take a portion of the blame. Because I must admit, I was as hard-pressed when the Labour government was in as we have been while the Conservatives have been in. And I'm sorry, I hold you accountable, both of you, as parties, for what you've done to the health service. The general public desperately need the health service, and I think it would actually, there would be riots on the streets if you tried to dismantle it. So I think you really need to have a look after it. And you really need to treat the nurses with respect, the doctors with the respect that they need as well. And it isn't just training nurses that's the problem, it's keeping them when they're trained. I have students, and the students that I have work extremely hard, but also work part-time to actually fund the course that they're doing, because they don't get enough money to live on while they're training. So of course, when they've finished, what are they going to do if there's a job overseas that pays a lot more money? They go.
Thank you.
Because this is what happens, and the doctors are the same.